Historical note. The dissolution of the English monasteries in 1536-40 was masterminded throughout by Thomas Cromwell as vice-regent and vicar-general. After conducting a survey of the monasteries, during which much damaging material was collected, Cromwell introduced an Act of Parliament dissolving the smaller monasteries in 1536. The assault on the larger monasteries came a year later. Highbridge Audio presents Dissolution by C.J. Sansom. Read for you by Simon Jones.
I was down in Surrey on business for Lord Cromwell's office when the summons came. The lands of a dissolved monastery had been awarded to a member of Parliament whose support he needed, and the title deeds to some woodlands had disappeared. Tracing them had not proved difficult, and afterwards I had accepted the MP's invitation to stay a few days with his family. I had been enjoying the brief rest, watching the last of the leaves fall before returning to London and my practice, when the rider arrived. The young man had ridden through the night from Whitehall and arrived at dawn. I recognized him as one of Lord Cromwell's private messengers, and broke the Chief Minister's seal on the letter with foreboding. It was from Secretary Grey, and said Lord Cromwell required to see me immediately at Westminster. Once the prospect of meeting my patron and talking with him, seeing him at the seat of power he now occupied, would have thrilled me. But this last year I had started to become weary. Weary of politics and the law, men's trickery and the endless tangle of their ways. And it distressed me.